This is AM 1480 KAUS Sports, and it is a season opening interview here with the head coach Eric Zoski of the Austin Packers girls basketball team, as it is, of course, that time, the 2022-2023 season getting underway. And as we speak, the Packers taking on Section 1-3A rival last night, Cass and Matterville at OB Bourbon Gym, and the Comets coming away with a 672-64 win. But Eric, as always, a pleasure to have you with us here on KAUS Sports. We appreciate your time greatly. And kind of backtracking here here before the game last night against Caston Matterville, of course, the team going through training camp and three starters lost to graduation last year. Of course, your starting backcourt of Hope and Emma Dudica and Rihanna Schmidt in the front court, and heading into last night, so we're a couple of veterans, though, to lean on, including Cassidy Schutz and also, of course, Olivia Walsh. How are things here so far in the, heading into the season?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Jason. And, yeah, it's been a long time since we've had a regular season game. Just this year, we've had a lot of practices before our first game. Usually in the past, we've had a game before Thanksgiving, but just the way the calendar worked out, we had to wait till the week after Thanksgiving. So we've had a lot of practice this year, and it's been beneficial. We have a lot of young kids on the varsity roster this year, whether they are one of our five eighth graders that are sitting on the varsity bench with us this year, or maybe some of the younger sophomores that are developing too. And we have a move-in, Kristen Nielsen, so she's new to the program. She started for us last night, so lots of new bodies, lots of new faces. They bring a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and that they've been a really fun group to coach. They just want to get after it. So they have that ability, they have the desire, and now we just got to really coach them up and you know, teach them on how to defend and how to move, because some of these girls that they're going against, like an Abby Schubert, she just knows what she's doing. She's smooth, mm-hmm. She's skilled. She's also really smart. So, you know, that's where we're behind a little bit, is just the overall IQ, that basketball knowledge. You know, we graduated a lot of points from last year with her three seniors. Rihanna was one of the best rebounders in the conference, and a lot of that was skill, but those three were also really smart. So, you know, we have to just keep getting better in that category moving forward.
Yeah, that's, and I was going to mention, Eric, that obviously with in the backcourt, there were some players that that saw some action as the season went on and got better, the likes of Ajim Agwa, for one example, in your backcourt last year. But again, looks like the it's the front court where the focus is, and like you just were saying, a lot of young players stepping into the breach here this year, but a lot of opportunities for a lot of them, and will be, you know, we'll see maybe a wider rotation of players in the front court here, at least early in the season. Or
yeah, last year our strength was just we had a really good starting five, you know, one of the best starting five in the whole state of Minnesota. This year I think our strength is just we have a lot of girls who can play. So last night we played 10. I'd feel comfortable going 11 or 12, and not just throwing bodies out there, just hoping that they do well, but I think I can put out 10 or more bodies and expect them to do well. So mm-hmm. That's a little bit different than what we've had in the past. So, you know, and now we just have to really work how can we, you know, utilize all of these bodies, and how can we, you know, get after the opponent without mm-hmm. without jeopardizing, you know, some of the minutes from that starting five. So we have to put the pieces together. It's a, you know, a good learning curve, but we're only going to get better, I think. You know, and last night I thought the girls showed a lot of great things, a lot of things to work on as well. But, yeah, I think the pieces are there for us to just continue to get better throughout this year.
Okay. And, of course, your opponent last night, Caston Matterville, of course, a rival from Section 1-3A, and obviously it's only one game, but I guess, you know, based on who's back from last year and things of that sort, Eric, obviously, you know, you're hoping that your squad will be among the contenders this year in Section 1-3A as the season plays out. But I suppose you got to be looking at other teams like Caston Matterville and probably Stewartville as some of the other front runners. Would that be correct in assuming? Or
yeah, you know, Stewartville is going to not just be one of the best teams in our section, but they're going to be one of the best teams in all of 3A. If they do make it through the section tournament into state, I think they have a legit shot of doing some damage up in the cities for that state tournament. But yeah, you know, Byron has a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kendra Harvey, she's a star point guard.
Yep.
Stewartville, they just have a roster of talent. And then, you know, Abby Schubert, which I thought Cassie, you know, she has always done a really good job guarding Abby. And Cassie did a pretty good job on her last night. You know, and she's a good player. She's a talent. I mean, she's a Division I point guard going to Xavier. And Cassie can body up with her. So, you know, Cassie's just a tough, greedy kid to where she'll typically guard the other team's best player. And, you know, we relied a little bit more on Olivia this year to kind of be the point guard sometimes and then also come down and play center for us as well. So she's got to do a little bit of it all for us, which, you know, she's capable of doing that. She's a pretty unique talent.
Yeah, that's for sure. And finally here, Eric, of course, transitioning over to the Big Nine Conference. Your schedule for the Big Nine starts Friday night against Rochester John Marshall. We're looking forward to seeing your squad here next Tuesday on our sports schedule against Mankato West. But as always, it's going to be a rough road through the Big Nine Conference.
Yeah, I think, you know, last year there was a lot of really heavy seniors, you know, with us being one of those classes. It was just a really good group last year of seniors. And this year I feel like there's, a couple teams with some really good seniors. And then there's also just some really good juniors out there, too. So I know all three Rochester schools, I think, are going to be pretty good. I think Mayo is going to be really tough with Hannah Hansen, and Century is just loaded at that junior class, and you know, JM has some really good heights, and they also have a really talented eighth grade point guard who's going to be probably one of the best in the conference as the years go along. And then Red Wing is always tough. Owatonna is going to be tough. So yeah, there's not a whole lot of
no off nights.
Nights tonight. So
yeah.
You know, we just got to keep getting better, I think. I think, you know, we could prep for some of these other Big Nine schools, you know, things like that. But, you know, this is truly a team to where we just have to keep learning and keep grinding away so that, you know, we can maximize our strength. And I think our strength is something that, you know, other teams are going to have to adjust to once we really maximize our strength and kind of get after the team a little bit more on the defensive end.
Sure. Well, Eric, as always, a pleasure to have you with us here on AM 1480 KAUS Sports. Eric Zosky, the head coach of the Austin Packers girls basketball team, in a season-opening interview here with the coach here on the voice of Mora County and the surrounding area, AM 1480 KAUS. And, Eric, as we speak, again, looking forward to seeing your squad on our sports schedule here next Tuesday at Ovi Bourbon Gym against Mankato West. But always a pleasure to have you with us, and best of luck through the rest of the season. And as always, we look forward to following your squad here throughout the season, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, thanks as always for your time.
Well, hey, game one, it snowed. We were in a blizzard, and now the day after, the wind's roaring, so the season's a product.
Yeah, it's wintertime, but Eric, it's always a pleasure, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.